My name is Kazuyuki, or Kazu Yagi, from the National Agriculture and Food Research Organization located in Tsukuba, Japan. It is my great pleasure to make the introduction to the Paddy Rice Research Group of GRA as a co-chair of the group. But before that, I would like to make a brief remark for this GRA workshop on behalf of the GRA, current chair country, Japan, and also on behalf of the current chairperson, Dr. Masa Iwanaga, who is the president of the JIRCAS, Japan International Research Center for Agriculture Sciences, and also our former DG of CIMIT. Looking into the global trend associated with the problems of global warming, about one-fourth of greenhouse gas emissions around the world are derived from the area of agriculture, forestry, and other land use, which include agriculture activity and deforestation. It is, therefore, important to take measures to mitigate greenhouse gases in the area of agriculture and forestry. To tackle these issues, Japan has been a member of the GRA since the its establishment in 2011. I do believe that the GRA's research activities to address climate change issues have been a crucial roles or contributions not only to the Paris Agreement, but also the sustainable development goals that call for actions toward the mitigation of climate change, eradication of hunger and poverty, conservation of biodiversity, and promotion of sustainable agriculture. Agriculture is a sector vulnerable to climate change, as well as responsible for global greenhouse gas emissions. Therefore, the key to sustainable food production in greenhouse gas mitigation in agriculture in Africa countries, where both the necessity and potential of increased productivity in agriculture are high. In this context, Japan invited participants from African countries as observers to the GRA Council meeting held in Japan 3 weeks ago. I hope that we will have a very active discussion at this GRA workshop, maybe in the afternoon today, and we raise awareness of the importance of the GRA's aim to bring countries together to find ways to achieve sustainable food production without growing greenhouse gas emissions. Thank you very much. Thank you. So let me start the introduction to the Paddy Rice Research Group activity. On behalf of co-chairs, myself, and Gonzalo Zorrilla from Uruguay. I wonder, some of you are curious, why GRA has independent Paddy Rice Research Group beside a cropland research group. Paddy rice is one of the types of croplands. However, the paddy rice has very unique emissions of greenhouse gases, which is methane. Paddy rice, are recognized as a very important global source of atmospheric methane, not like other croplands. It is estimated that methane emissions from global rice production are equivalent to about 11% of the global anthropogenic methane emissions. So methane contributes about 16% to the total overall global emission, global warming. Therefore, the emission from the rice field, paddy rice, contribute 1.7% of all overall global warming. This is not a small number. In addition, in order to meet the increased demand for rice production in the world in the future, the emission of methane from rice paddies is supposed to be increased and still will be an important source. So how we can mitigate methane emissions from rice paddies? This cartoon shows the processes of methane production and emission from rice fields. You see, this guy, methanogens, which is an anaerobic archaea, play a role to produce and emit methane from rice fields. It's same as the ruminant animals and also other methane sources like landfills or wetlands. And rice fields are flooded by what? Water. So the diffusion of atmospheric oxygen was limited. Then very strict reductive conditions, anaerobic conditions are developed in rice field. Then methanogens produce methane from the low molecular organic matters, or CO2. Therefore, if when we think about to mitigate or reduce the methane emissions, we should control the activities of methanogens. One way is to introduce oxygen into soil. This can be done by drainage. But the rice need the floating soil for production. Therefore, careful control of water can achieve this purpose. So water management is most promising options to mitigate methane, but also other options. And the water management, so something like the mid-season drainage or alternative wetting and drying, AWD, is promising options. And improving soil drainage also effective. And other options, the organic matter management, like composting straw, or promoting aerobic decomposition of rice straw during dry fallow season. And some research shows that fertilizer amendment or other amendment, like ammonia sulfate and biochar, also have effective. And the last option here, the rice cultivar option. This is a quite a different approach. If we find a good rice variety of early maturing, that can reduce the period of methane emission. Or low emission rice varieties. This is a kind of idea, low emission and high productivity. If I could find, we could find, but it takes time. Okay, so from this background, the our group, paddy rice research group, focus on the methane emission, but at the same time, think about improving overall production efficiency of paddy rice. And also, we need to think about trade-offs. In some cases, if we reduce methane, we may increase another greenhouse gas, nitrous oxide, N2O. And also, the carbon sequestration, carbon stored in paddy soils, are also our target. Then, as Hayden Shaw introduced, the paddy rice research group have two regional subgroups, mainly because of the logistic reason, and also the rice system in America and Asia are quite different. In Asia, very small-scale farming and transplanting of rice is dominant. On the other hand, in America, Latin America, and the United States, the huge rice field and direct seeding is dominant. Therefore, we organized the America subgroup and Asia subgroup. And each group organized a group meeting once a year or twice a year. Although we have two different subgroups, the two groups share and agree on the same work plan. And another important thing is each subgroup collaborate closely with the CGIAR center located in the region, which is IRI in Asia and SIAT in Latin America. And here I will introduce some of the output of our group. One is the technical information. We have published measurement guidelines in 2015, which introduced the standard method for measuring gas emissions from rice fields. And this can be downloaded from GRI website, but here I have one copy, and we'll circulate for your references. And now, this is a measurement guidelines, and we are now developing MRV, measuring, reporting, and verifying guidelines, which will be published early next year. And another example of output is research collaboration. This is an example in Southeast Asia called MIRUSA project, mitigation in irrigated rice paddies in Southeast Asia. This project is funded by Japanese government and collaborate with IRI and test AWD, water management, in four different Southeast Asian countries, Philippines, Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia. You may know the AWD, alternative wetting drying. Some paddy fields are flooded continuously during rice cultivation, but AWD is a cycle of wetting and drying, flooding and drainage, like this project logo shows. And our project results shows that if we introduce the AWD, this is an example in Indonesia. In the case of continuous flooding, the methane emits like this blue line, but two different AWD mode, we succeeded to reduce methane by about 30%. And we demonstrate the effect of AWD in these four Asian countries. You know, so the 30% reduction of methane, you may afraid how much is the effect. If you reduce 30% of methane from 1 hectare of rice field, it is equivalent to that you reduced CO2 emissions from 1 Toyota Land Cruiser. And this is a photo of our measuring out of these four experiment sites using a chamber methodologies. Okay, then future activity as a RISE flagship. These are components of RISE flagship. I believe this table includes almost all the necessary actions for mitigating the greenhouse gas emissions from rice fields, like the other solution, the water management, organic matter management, and cultivar selections. And for the quantification, the database compilation, and improving emission factor of the for submitting the UNFCCC, and modeling. And for adopting the identification of the, for example, for the area of where AWD can be applied, or MRV guidelines, and promotion of the solution by communication with testing mitigation solutions for NAMA or NDCs. And capability building, we will organize workshops and coordinated networks. And these are actions needs. However, we cannot do everything at once. So currently, three projects are proposed under RISE flagship. One is the on-farm assessment of water management technique in America's rice system. This is similar to that we have been doing in Asia. And fortunately, this project is will be launched as a Fontagro project. Fontagro is the funding agency in Latin America. And Colombia, Peru, Chile, SIAT, and FLA will be participating. And in Asia, we will plan the another research project focusing on multi-beneficial integrated management technique, not only mitigating gas, but also increasing the soil carbon and productivities. And Japan is now exploring the possibility of funding as a post-MINUSA project. And third project, rice cultivar selection. The many researchers are interested in this research topic. However, we are now just seeking the possibility of funding by competitive or in-kind fund. Okay, that's my old talk, but I have been working for rice science, mainly in Asia. So I have a little knowledge for African rice. However, since I came to here, Gambia, I eat rice every day, big rice. Yeah, it's nice. And also, I found that many African countries include rice options to their NDCs. Therefore, I understand how rice is important in African countries. So I hope the many African countries will join GRA and establish third sub-regional group for Paddy Rice Research Group. Thank you very much for listening.